was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Pleasure to be here with you tonight, folks. Assuming you are here tonight, folks, after all, tonight is the evening when the corporation puts on one of its great, truly great spectacles of nothingness. I believe they call it the Super Bowl, and not to insult all you football fans out there, but when I look at the spectacle, I'm reminded that never have so many been so diverted from their own problems by so little, by the promise of so little, the diversionary power of these major sporting events is really a thing to behold, especially if you grew up in the culture I grew up in New York City, where so many people actually, I believe, derive their self-worth from identity with certain sports teams and sports franchises. You know the old story about when the Dodgers abandoned Brooklyn, considered truly a tragedy for the borough of Brooklyn, which, according to the signs, was the fifth largest city in the United States. So for those of you who have decided to either forego that extravaganza or have it on in the background and the volume turned down, welcome to the program. We'll let you in. We won't raise the price of admission, regardless of the circumstances. Truth be told, I have not sent out an email about the program tonight, and I haven't prepared any special material. You might say that this is an opportunity, for you to sneak in under the wire if you've been seeking answers to questions, if you are not watching the Super Bowl, or if you have some ongoing controversies or other things that you've been wishing could be addressed, perhaps even addressed in some detail. I have a feeling we'll have time for that tonight. We have no agenda planned tonight, my friend. So this might be the time to pick up the phone and dial one. Dial. Does anyone have a phone with a dial on it? This is the time to pick up the phone and punch in the numbers. 1-800-313-9443. And with any luck at all, the Lord be willing, you'll wind up talking to Michael in the booth, Michael's producing tonight, and he's substituting for Manny, our regular producer. We hope Manny's having a good time. Or Manny's doing something productive tonight. And hopefully we can have a nice conversation. We do have a whole bunch of other topics and events that probably will make their way into the program tonight. And we'll pick all of that up right after the break. I'd like to start with some announcements and some information I think you'll find of interest, and a particular email that came in and a letter from a judge, which I know you'll appreciate, especially if you're looking through eyes which have been bred on commercial process from listening to this program. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Folks, let me apologize if I sound a little tired tonight. I am. I've been working on, we've got some ongoing cases that have been keeping me pretty busy, but as usually happens, some unexpected things happen and new situations develop, so I've been pretty much going around on the clock most of the week. So my apologies if my voice sounds like it's gone. It is. And if I sound like I'm dragging, I am. And with that disclaimer in hand, good night. We'll see you next week. All right. The number again tonight is 1-800-313-9443, and I welcome your calls. Let me remind you, please, that the program is designed specifically for entertainment purposes, even including last week. It's intended to be a free market of ideas and discourse, which is offered up by free men and women who have shed the shackles of personage. And we're operating in the presence of and under the watchful eye, excuse me, of Yahweh. So, everyone needs, as a child of the Lord, as a man or a woman, a child of God, to accept personal responsibility for their decisions. Please keep that in mind and don't talk yourself into taking actions which are premature to your level of experience, your level of comfort, and your level of sophistication and maturity vis-a-vis the issue of being a sovereign, free man or woman on the land. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to truly believe it and be ready to act in that capacity if someone crosses your path and attempts to entice you into an ans leisure capacity. So that said, let me remind you folks that if you need a competent commercial notary, especially one who's familiar with BIC, I suggest that you send an email to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com. I was on the phone with them this weekend, as a matter of fact, with one particular situation. I use notaries and have used notaries all around the country. I actually prefer using notaries from other jurisdictions, and sometimes from particular jurisdictions where the law, their law, their statutes is written very favorably to what I'm contemplating attempting. And that's notarydepot at hush.com. I have no affiliation with those folks other than making announcements and referring people to them because I'm exceedingly grateful that we went from a community which was learning administrative process 3 or 4 years ago, and no one, and the big debate was, how do we find a notary? How do I force this notary to do my bidding? And now we're at a point where one can find a notary simply by sending an email and a competent notary. I'd also like to mention another organization I'm not affiliated with. I have to find a better word in the English language than affiliated. Obviously, if I'm making a recommendation, that's an affiliation. But I make it in the same way that a physician would make a referral, although physicians are scared of their own shadows and they don't make referrals very often anymore. They make groups of referrals. They give you a list of 2 or 3 doctors, knowing full well which is the most competent doctor. But if something went wrong in the doctor's office, if you were injured or some circumstance occurred which motivated you to seek out legal counsel and bring a malpractice action, then the attorney would name the referring doctor in the lawsuit. Well, that attorney is going to name everyone within 100 miles anyway, but the advice of the malpractice defense attorneys is that that will provide a better defense. You didn't make a referral, you just made a recommendation. That's the way they think, is it? So, this other organization that I'm not affiliated with, but is manned and operated by people whom I like and respect and who have mentored at one or two, in fact, multiple law merchant leadership conferences. The name of this organization is called Hope Source, and they can be reached at bicstudyclub@msn.com, and they're providing mentoring services. It is for a fee, but I understand they have a graduated various levels depending upon the urgency and the extensiveness of your needs and your situation. But they also focus on education. I get many, many emails during the course of a week saying, Sam, I want to be a mentor. I want to spread this word, spread the commercial knowledge, the sovereignty, whatever it is, to everyone that I meet. And but I'm new to it. I've only been in this movement about 2 or 3 months. Can you train me? And the answer is, yes, I can, if I'm holding law merchant leadership retreats, of which none are scheduling at this time. But that's what they were designed for. Those of you who know me know that that was part of my vision, my concept, to be able to take these concepts and put them in the hands of competent people who are willing to mentor others comprehensively as opposed to share slivers of information that become dangerous weapons of self-destruction in many cases, because the other vast majority of emails that I receive are from patriots who are in trouble. And most of those are people who wound up in trouble because they decided, they discovered information, they decided they would no longer participate either in the fraud behind the mortgage payments, or auto loans, or they rip up their driver's license, they stop filing tax returns, they stop paying taxes, things of that sort. Next thing you know, they're fighting on five fronts. They're following the Adolf Hitler manual of war. Fight on more fronts than you can handle so that you're destined to be defeated by the very, just by the sheer weight of the stupidity of your decisions. And I don't mean to be pejorative to people. These things get out of hand, and I don't begrudge anyone not wanting to participate in the frauds that they see around them. However, I've been saying this a long time, and I hope a few people are listening, that we need to be selective and judicious in our timing and in our decisions. There's a time and a place for everything. That old standby cliche is an old standby cliche for very good reason, because it's very true. And it is best to sit back and educate oneself and grow into one's beliefs rather than be thrust into a stressful situation in which you do not have the opportunity to absorb the information and the skills that are required to be the principal that you believe you are. Case in point, Wesley Snipes. Wesley, I understand, was a knowledgeable fellow, was spreading the word. He's a brother of ours. He's a comrade. But when push came to shove, he went the attorney route and bailed out on any concept of being a sovereign man. And I don't begrudge him that. I really try hard not to judge other people. I am well aware of the biblical imperative of judgment. It's not something I would want to go through, because, folks, I'm a sinner. That's the best I can hope for while I'm on this planet. I would love to not be a sinner, but I never know when the next opportunity to sin is going to present itself, and I'll walk right into it like a stupid sinner. And so I would not want to judge Wesley's or anyone else's decisions if I were a celebrity of that renown with those kinds of resources. I might have backed off as well. Each one of us will answer for our own actions and behaviors, and certainly would not want to cast aspersions on anyone else's decisions. However, please don't move prematurely. And if you're seeking education, then I recommend BIC Study Club at MSN.com. We also have a variety of other mentors. That's a poetic we. There are many people I work with. And so if you just send me one of these unsolicited emails that I get all the time, Sam, hook me up with a mentor. You don't even sign your name. You don't even say please. You don't say thank you. All the things that mommy taught you are forgotten for that moment. And when I receive emails like that, I'm already evaluating what I believe to be your situation in my eyes. And very often, emails like that suggest to me that you're impetuous, that you're not thinking about what you're doing, that you are suffering, at least to a small degree, from what's called a character disorder, the inability to accept responsibility for your own actions. Because if you did accept responsibility, you would say, hey, Sam, we never met. I've been listening to the program. Would you mind hooking me up with a mentor? Because he'd understand that your actions affect me just like mine affect you. And that same philosophy brought to your dealings with the United States can be deadly. So I'm already thinking that you may have a problem because of the way you're approaching things. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Please join me.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. Folks, we'll be going to the phones right after this segment. This next segment is very brief. It's only 3 or 4 minutes. And when we return, we will go to the phones. I see we have a number of people on hold. In the meantime, a couple of other topics that I'd like to touch on briefly. From all indications, from the emails I received, the phone calls, and the feedback I've received, it does appear that last Sunday's broadcast of this program was groundbreaking. That information has really never been talked about in that manner before, so overtly and compactly. And we presented the Manual for Freedom and a writ of habeas corpus and a writ of prohibition, both written in the original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court under the watchful eye of Yahweh, under the authority of Yahweh. Those three documents, by the way, can be downloaded at the Minnesota Common Law Venue website. Apparently, it's buried a little bit under a link button on the left, which says transcripts, and within there, there's a Sam Kennedy link. And then there's a link immediately beneath that that says something like the very latest. And within the very latest, you should find those documents. So we'll be having more to say, much more to say, about the topic of sovereignty as we'll be addressing it in 2008 in a big way. Stay tuned. But the question was posed to me a number of times, Sam, are you out of commerce? Am I out of commerce? And should we do something by way of the sovereign court, or should we send an IB into an indemnity bond into the Secretary of the Treasury? Well, folks, in answer to the question, am I out of commerce, the answer is hell no. Commerce is extremely versatile, and it's where I spend 95% of my day by choice. Right now, I'm in the process of collecting on various liens. You can't do that in any other venue. Commerce is where you want to be for that. In the last couple of weeks, we've been involved in the removal of various public officials using commercial procedure, almost an alarming number. We've witnessed judges remove themselves from the courtroom in that story I told you last week and the week before. One judge was removed using basically an order of arrest, a warrant for the arrest of bond from the sovereign court judge. And another judge was removed, in effect, when he was asked if he would like to have a $130 million lien processed against the place and hold a yard sale, with somewhat more saucier language than I use. I'm putting together, this very weekend, I in fact put together a good portion of a process to not only resist repossession, you know, repossession, one of those continual blights on the landscape, causing emails, multiple emails every day to be sent to me from people all around the country, Sam, my car's going to be repossessed, my truck's going to be repossessed next week, I received a notice of repossession, what do I do? Well, we're putting a process together not just to resist repossession, but in that process we are securing the estoppel, which for those of you who don't know is when they fail to respond, they are estopped from further action. We're also securing a final default and their stipulation to the terms of a notice that we're providing to them that we will be instituting remedy by releasing the lien. And over the next 30 days, that's exactly what we'll be doing in a number of different cases. We'll be releasing the lien, filing the release of lien with full authority as agent for that bank with the DMV, and then we'll be taking the vehicle and selling it and at the same time putting in for a complete refund on the original contract, on the value of the original contract, on all payments made thus far, and on the payment instrument. That's three refunds on that vehicle. How can we justify that? And, by the way, the vehicle. Why? Because we're entitled to walk in that dealership, point at that car, and say, would you mind delivering that and putting it on my account since I paid for it through my labor and credit all of these years? But since that vehicle is not being released to us, and we're being charged to it, we want all those charges returned. That would be the promissory note we gave them. That would be the monthly funds, the monthly bail that we've been paying them. And that would include the value of the contract, which when our signature was placed upon it, became an expansion of funds under public policy. As a very good friend of mine pointed out, we came from dust and we returned to dust. And we want to leave nothing hanging and take nothing with us in the process. So that means all of those transactions have to be zero. So that's three 1099s on that process. And we will be securing that vehicle and selling it. And to make it fun, we're holding an arbitration after the completion of the administrative remedy. And it's going to be with one of our attorneys. An attorney in fact, not an attorney at law, but an attorney in law, because they draw the arbitration clauses in these contracts to say an attorney or a retired judge. Do you want to hear a little more about that arbitration? Why don't you join me after a brief 3-minute break? That should give you just enough time to get the headlines for the Super Bowl and come on back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, as I was saying before the break, we're going to be moving on some of these so-called repossessions very quickly. There will be a repossession, and it'll be by us. We'll be repossessing all of the funds that were paid to the party for an obligation that they owed to us. We're going to be correcting that little oversight very quickly. And then, once it's corrected, we'll be releasing their lien on the vehicle, which, by the way, is secondary to our lien on the vehicle. And then we'll be selling the vehicle and retitling it if the party we sell it to wants to continue to play within the system through its strawman transmitting utility. So no, I'm not out of commerce. We use it all the time. I love commerce. In fact, the more I'm talking about that package, the more I'm thinking perhaps we ought to put that together and make that available for release, just like we did with the contract dispute settlement package, which has received a pretty wild welcome, according to the ministry that is handling that. As you may recall from a previous program, I read, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, significant excerpts from a letter and an administrative remedy that we're using in a private contract dispute, not with IRS, not with a bank, a private contract dispute between two living men. And it was written in such a way to strongly discourage any attorney from wanting to stick his nose in there. You know, you can threaten and yell and scream, but the attorneys, they keep coming. But there is a way, in commerce, to take those attorneys and put them in a defensive mindset where, as they read the letter, their thought process manifests as, how do I turn my client down without getting them angry at me? As, you know, the same way they would come forth and say, oh, we have a conflict of interest, I can't do that. They almost enjoy saying that. As opposed to having the attorney in the mindset, well, let me send this guy a letter, and we go for it, of course, and we'll see where this case goes. The contract settlement dispute package has been very helpful in a growing list of these sorts of private disputes, and I've yet to see one now in which an attorney makes an appearance even by way of letter. It will be a very difficult decision for an attorney to be that bold, to get involved in one of those situations. And the only particular circumstances that I would predict where the attorney would get involved in is if it's a previous ongoing situation and there's already water under the bridge, so to speak, and if the numbers are highly significant, because the attorney, it's made clear to the attorney in non-hysterical terms that when that attorney sends a letter which is not verified, makes a charge or a complaint, which is not verified and which lacks first-hand knowledge that that attorney will be billed and that the party doing the billing for the trespass is very capable of collecting and is willing to provide evidence of that. In fact, the letter itself is evidence of that, the way it's written. That package, by the way, excuse me, I'm drinking here. If I'm making a terrible noise, folks, my apologies. I've got a highly obese gray Persian long-haired cat on my lap, and as I'm speaking, it's like I'm talking in a cloud of dust. Its hair is winding up in my mouth, and I'm trying to clear that out. But that contract dispute settlement package is available. After I wrote it, I donated it to a ministry, Contemporary Christian Order, a local ministry that does very good work in rescuing people and animals and all sorts of other things as well. And I donated it to them so they can reap the benefits of the donation. And I've made that known publicly and by email. And you should see the number of requests that they are swamped with for the package, but for people who are just sending in an email that says, send me the package right away. Again, none of the please, thank you, is there a donation involved, or any inquiries of that sort. So this was a bit of a logistical challenge for the ministry, and I've told them to refer those people and any questions they have back to me. People are asking them now all kinds of BIC questions, and are the instruments in it versatile in this situation or that situation? We put together an introductory letter on that package that Sharon is sending out when an email inquiry comes into that ministry. But for anything more sophisticated, inquire of me first at restore.america@hotmail.com. I very much appreciate that. And that same email address is available for any other inquiries you have. I would discourage, however, attaching large files to those inquiries. And please have the courtesy to put your name on the inquiry and explain your situation. If you send in an email that says, I need a mentor,
we're just going to email you back and ask you about the brief circumstances of your situation and your location. Sometimes it's possible to have to with a local study group. So no, I'm not out of commerce, and glad not to be, but we certainly know when to use our sovereign standing, and I do. As I revealed last week, I've been abating defective process in the court of Yahshua, and I'm soon going to be changing that to Yahweh as the broader jurisdiction, the real jurisdiction. And I've been doing that for a number of years. I simply do not wish to partake of any of the benefits or privileges of any United States administrative judicial body. And that's the end of it when I do that. So, that said, why don't we run to the phones, starting off with Dave in Washington. Dave, are you there?
Yes, Sam. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah. Hey, on the Maritime Lane, I know you know Maria Shoemaker. We're trying to find out the hull number, H-U-L-L number, the correct one, on the Maritime Lane. Is it the back of the...
Yeah. I know Maria who?
Maria Shoemaker out of Gig Harbor. She's
not ringing the bell off the top of my head, but
anyway,
perhaps perhaps I'm mistaken on that, but not ringing the bell off the top of my head. I don't worry about hull number, and when we started filing some of these with the Coast Guard, we thought we might be getting them back, but we haven't seen any one of them returned. I cannot say that they've been filed in mass numbers, although I'm probably not privy to all of those that have been filed out there. But if you send me an email, I do have a template of one that I'm using, and I'll be happy to send it to you.
Okay, you'll send the template then?
Yeah, just send an email over to restore.america and remind me of this conversation, Dave, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Folks, for those of you who don't know, a maritime lien is just about the highest form of lien that one can have, and we've been filing notice of that with the United States Coast Guard, and I believe the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat CD, which is not sold and is not generally available. It's only available to attendees of that conference who have mentored in those procedures. I believe the last two, perhaps three of those retreats, the CD included information on maritime lien, but we've just more recently become more active in it. Let's see here. Jeff in Indiana.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jeff. How are you? Thanks for joining us, and what can we do for you?
Good. Sir, got a problem here in Indiana. The powers that be won't quite leave me alone, and they hit me with driving while suspended about three times in a row. And I was just thinking, why not just walk in and give them the defendant with the birth certificate?
Yes.
And have a nice day. And I just wanted your opinion.
It's been done. But you know who you should be asking about that?
Yes, sir.
Who?
No, sir. Go ahead and tell me.
Yourself.
Yes, uh-huh. Understood.
It's really, that's one of those decisions that I think needs to be based upon one's beliefs and the strength of one's faith. Using a birth certificate is one particular way of addressing it, and a birth certificate bond. Using a declaration of political status, perhaps one that is apostilled and filed in the county, is another way. Using Keith Livingway's cancellatura process, which I believe is no longer called cancellatura, and I'm hoping to have Keith on the program within a couple of weeks,
I would have liked to have had him on this week, but I got caught up in situations that weren't planned, so I never did get around to giving Keith a call. Well, my apologies for that, to Keith and everyone else who'd like to hear him. And the methods, did you hear last week's program?
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir, I sure did.
That would be worth a study also, because that's another way to go. Now, you bring up an interesting topic, if I may. 2008 is going to be a very interesting year, and those of you who know me and have listened to the program know I'm not talking lightly. There are going to be some significant events, and not events that we talk about by way of cliches and innuendo and what's the word I'm looking for, Jeff? We won't be talking cryptically about these. We'll be talking in detail about events that unfold in 2008. And one of the most significant problems that the freedom movement has faced, and something that we've been leading up to, is the issue of travel. Because even if you were to sequester yourself away on private land and release that land from any implication of custody by the United States Federal Corporation, at some point you'd have to come off the land more than likely and go to town. And at that point, they operate under the assumption that you are in commerce and subject to their jurisdiction. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And no one knows that better than you.
Absolutely. This is not just my first go around. I've been in and out about five times over this program.
That's correct. And I've said to people over the last year or 2 years, I think it's premature to move on this, and I've meant that because I don't think most people have been ready. They haven't been ready for abatement, and they haven't been ready for this, even though they've been doing it. Commerce is not the solution for a field sobriety check or driver's license check. Commerce is the solution for the citation that is provided and can very well secure the end of that. And if that happened to me, I can tell you this, it would be a few pieces of paper, and that would be it. And there would be no court appearance, and there would be no submission to the jurisdiction unless I wanted something from them. Now, that said, if commerce is not the solution for the field check, what is? Well, you can do it with a three-ring binder with statutes and codes and UCC-1s, as some of my friends do, but I find that to be a bit unpalatable under certain situations, especially me. I very often am transporting injured animals, and that is not the time for me to be arguing sovereignty with some jurisdiction, with some fellow who's 21 years old and fresh out of the academy.
Right.
Although some of those young cops are the nicest guys and make the great conversations. There is a... Now, as you know, David Clarence down in Pennsylvania has been driving around on a variety of their court's plates locally, and it's not something you would want to proceed into a jurisdiction where they don't know you unless you're prepared for the whole situation.
Yes.
Keith Livingway has his de jure plates, and we'll be questioning Keith about that as well. But I can tell you this, Jeff, I'm going to ask you and everyone else out there to be patient during 2008. I'm not just blowing smoke.
Sam, I tell you what, I could not agree with you more. I think some monumental things are coming down this year.
Yes, well, I know because I know the specifics of some because this is something that I've been working on since the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. As I said, this is the year of enforcement. And we will be coming up with a way. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to endanger it. Let me ask everybody, Jeff, if I may, let me just ask everybody to have some faith, and if you believe what I'm telling you and you have some faith in it, sit tight, don't make any changes, because when the time comes, and it will be in 2008, it's going to be nationwide, and it's going to be with a protocol to end this problem once and for all.
Sam, I'm not going to push you anymore. I understand where you're coming from. And I tell you what, sir, I've listened to you for quite some time now, and I can't see where you've ever steered me wrong yet. And,
well, this is going to be a very... I appreciate you saying that, but, you know, you don't want to look to... You have to look to yourself, not to a guru or... I don't know any more than the next guy, but I do have a certain style of way that I do things, and I think everybody does. Everybody has an MO. And this particular issue has been gnawing at my gut, and that gnawing is going to end this year, and it's going to end in a big way. And it's going to end with our ability, by way of a certain set of procedures, to institute our right to travel. And now, I'm not saying it'll be clean and there won't be casualties, but this will be the best that I can come up with, and it's looking at all available possibilities and all available levels of experience. We'll be back in 2 minutes, folks.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. Jeff, are you still there? Jeff, are you still with us? Jeff is gone. All right. Well, Jeff, I was I appreciate your willingness to sit tight on the issue. However, if you have an ongoing case being charged with suspension, then it needs to be dealt with. And those can be settled pretty handily using BIC commercial process. And may I suggest that if you don't have the training in that, then send me an email or send an email to Hope Source at BIC Study Club at, I believe it's MSN.com, or send me an email at restore.america@hotmail.com. So many darn emails, I can't even remember the addresses anymore, folks. And we'll see about hooking you up with a mentor for an issue like that. We pay it. We zero the account. We draw the new contract, which is that. We do some tax document filings to emphasize the point and secure the return of the funds to the source. And then we walk. And if anyone gets cute after that, we deal with that as it happens. Or sometimes we take a preemptive strike against that. Excuse me, I've got a struggling cat on my lap here, digging in all claws. All right, so my friends, let's go back to the phones and go to Norma in Kansas, please. Everybody else hang on the line, please. We're going to get to all of you tonight, I hope. I'll do my best. Hello, Norma, how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you, Norma?
Well, I have received some notice from the courts in regards to Liz Pesden's, and they're calling in my restitution. And I was needing some help with a mentor on how to deal with this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're calling in your restitution on what? Is this a criminal case? Do you owe funds?
Yes.
I see. Why don't you tell me briefly about it?
This is for a security violation.
Okay. And were you a securities trader or a license? Were you in a licensed position?
No. I was in a position dealing with a company that the firm said that there didn't need to be a license anyway. I spent time incarcerated, and with the funds that I raised, the courts are now asking for the restitution.
And how long were you in the clink?
10.5 months.
I see. Significant amount of time. And so now there's a fine that's due.
Not a fine. They're calling in the restitution.
And
we own property, and they have filed a notice of Liz Pendens, P-E-N-D-E-N-S.
Yeah, that's a notice of it. That's a statutory notice of interest. That's all it is.
So they're wanting to take over our property, of which I don't have a vested interest, and they're claiming that I do have a vested interest. So I was needing some help to do the BIC program, if you think it would be beneficial.
Well, that's a good question, although the way you phrase it puts me in a tough situation, because I could never tell you if something will be beneficial. Only you, really, are capable of making that decision.
Well,
folks, that music means we're heading for station identification, and we will be back in 1 minute, and we'll pick up with Norma's case, which may not be all that too dissimilar from a case that you're suffering, where the United States judiciary has a demand in for some form of compensation. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in 1 minute. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Gold.